Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And as always, just really grateful that you would take a few minutes out of your weekend to spend some time investing in your relationship with Jesus. This whole week, we have been looking at the section of the Lord's Prayer where Jesus showed us that when we pray, that we can ask God to give us today, this day, our daily bread. And so much of this week has been really helpful shaping how we think about that and look at that. And so today I just want us to have a moment to kind of pause, reflect, and really think about how we can apply this to our lives in a practical way. One of the things the Apostle Paul says that I think connects really well with this, it's in our devotion for this as well, is from Philippians 4:19. And he said, "And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And it really kind of connects with what I was sharing on Sunday, was this idea that prayer teaches us to depend on God instead of ourselves. That one of the things Jesus was doing in this section of the prayer, as it moves to kind of the place where we can begin to ask God for things in a way, that we have thanksgiving in our heart because we kind of recognize that all that we have is a gift received from the Lord. Give us this day. It's this reality that nothing that we have hasn't come from God first. Either the opportunity, the environment, the gifts, the skill, the job, the very air and breath that we breathe are all graces and gifts of the Lord. And what prayer in that section is really doing is it's helping us to depend on the Lord instead of ourselves. Because so often when it comes to meeting our needs, we tend to lean on ourselves. I mean, that's what the proverb says, "Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, God." And it was this principle that God was trying to teach his people back in Exodus, right? When they were wandering in the wilderness. Longing and waiting was this idea that they needed to trust that God would provide for them. And he did, manna from heaven. And but it wasn't just physical manna from heaven that God provided. God provided a spiritual manna from heaven when he sent Jesus here. And Jesus even communicating that in John 6, that he is the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. That this eternal satisfaction that Jesus brings is why he came, to satisfy the deepest longings that we have. And so as we go to God, right, and give us today our daily bread, not what we need tomorrow, not what we need next month, but what we need for today. It's a reminder for us as we pray to pray our present realities, Lord. God, give us what we need today. Some of you, and as we're sitting here, there are some real needs you have in your life. They may be financial. They may be physical, health related. They may be relational or whatever they may be, that there are actual needs. And one of the things Jesus invites us to do is to bring those to him and to ask God and to say, "Lord, can you give me my daily bread today? Can you give me what I would need today to make it through?" Trusting that the Lord will be the one who provides it. But not only that, God has been so, he has richly blessed so many of us. I think of what Paul said to Timothy, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides for us everything to enjoy." And this idea that he says the rich in this present age, and sometimes we imagine rich as being this uber super wealthy. And the reality is, for us living in America, we are in the top percentile of the wealth in the world. So whether you view yourself as rich or not, the likelihood is that you are according to the world's standards. And so the temptation for us is to trust in our own riches, to trust in our own ability to provide our own bread. And in the midst of that, we start functioning like we don't need God unless we get to the end of ourselves and we can't get it for ourselves. And so therefore we go to God. And so as you think about it, some time here that we could pray and really apply this to our lives is to think about, one is, how can we wake up every day with a posture of, "Lord, would you give me what I need today?" Whatever that may be in front of you, "Lord, what daily bread do I need today?" God, I can be so prone to think of what I need 6 months from now, 10 years from now, 30 years from now, whatever it may be. But Lord, help me be mindful of, what do I need today? and how can I trust you for that provision? And knowing that, God, what you provide for me today, that God, you've also provided for my future, my eternal inheritance that I can trust in. And so as this section of the prayer, as we get to it, it's examining our own hearts and saying, Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to believe, God, that when I pray, I'm depending on you and not myself. And so we want to pray like it all depends on God, believing that what we have is from him. So let's take some time. Let's thank him. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you so much for coming to this earth to rescue and to save us, to not only meet our physical needs, but to give us our spiritual satisfactions, Lord, that you satisfy the deepest longings in our hearts, that, Lord, because of you, Jesus, we can have peace with God. We don't have to strive and be crushed under the weight of trying to perform or trying to achieve or trying to reach what we cannot fully attain for ourselves. But God, knowing that you give us all that we need, and we are so thankful for that, Lord. And so let us keep thinking and keep our hearts aligned with you each day, reminding ourselves, God, that what we have is a gift from you. And may we be a people who share what you have so graciously given to us. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?